Good morning. That was kind of an awkward silence there for a while, huh? Did the guy remember his notes? As a matter of fact, I almost didn't bring my notes. I had some printer problems today, and I had to fix the printer, and out came some paper, and I grabbed it, and out came some more paper. I was like, what's that all about? I just grabbed it all in a rush and came, and when I got to church, I realized that the stuff that I was originally going to grab was job descriptions for my guys at work. So we would have went over job descriptions for a half hour, but you're lucky. We're not going to do that. Have you ever come home to a dark house and walked into your house, and it was dark, and you flipped on the switch, and there was light? Have you ever thought about that light? That light pushes away darkness. That light gets rid of darkness. There's no darkness in that room when you turn on that light. Darkness cannot live with light. There can be no darkness when there's light. Not in that room. Light is really amazing to me. It's really amazing to me, but before I started this topic, I think I took light for granted. You just flip on a switch and you go. You got light. Bada bing, bada boom. You got light. But as I sat and I pondered light, it's really amazing. I went online and tried to figure out how it worked, and it was completely over my head. So I just am in joyful bliss that light is cool to me. I don't care how it works. It's neat. Are there times in your life that you look at God's creation and see His handiwork? I've seen lots of sunrises. Some of the most beautiful sunrises are on the ocean. Before the sun rises, you see the morning star become really brilliant or bright. And as time goes on, you start to see the sky turn a real dark blue, and it lightens a little bit more. And then you start to see the oranges and the yellows of the sun coming up. And then you see the sun. It's such an amazing process when you sit and think about the sunrise. God's handiwork. How many times do we think about light as being God's handiwork? Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim His handiwork. John 1:3, through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. God made light. We can take a look around and we can see His handiwork, and a lot of times we look at certain animals, or we look at certain trees, or we look at beautiful landscapes. Personally, I don't really think much about light. But without the light, how could we have the beautiful trees? Isn't it amazing that God created light, and then He created a plant, and in that plant He created chlorophyll, which transforms the light energy into energy that the plant can use? It's amazing. Light is so cool. We rely on it for so many different things. There's so many things, I'm not even sure that I can count them all. It warms our skin, it makes us feel better. I've picked a few things today in which light affects us. And what I want to do is talk about how worldly light affects us, how the sun affects us, what it makes us feel like. And then I want to talk a little bit about how God's light affects us. And first, light affects our mood swings. According to the research of Norman Rosenthal of the National Institute of Mental Health, light is an important source of serotonin. Studies have shown that light intensity, and not just spectrum of light, improves longevity, it improves aggressive behavior, meaning that it's less aggressive, and here, this is cool, it even drops cholesterol levels. Amazing. Light can do all that. They go into other studies, and I forget the name of it, but it's something to do with weather. If it's really cloudy for a long time, a lot of people in the Northwest suffer from this. If it's really cloudy for a long time, they feel kind of depressed. Well, that's because they don't have the sunlight to produce serotonins. And it's darker, and what your brain actually produces is melatonins. And what melatonins do is they make you sleepy or not want to be active. And all this stuff is way completely over my head. I'm just going off what I read on Google. But it's all started up here in your brain, and evidently your eyes are your receptors, and they can tell if it's light or dark. It kicks in these certain hormones, which makes your body do these different things. But light affects our mood swings. Just by that. It's amazing, isn't it? Light provides food. As I mentioned before, it's amazing to me to think about the process of photosynthesis. How light is absorbed by a leaf, and in that leaf is chlorophyll and a whole bunch of other cells that I don't completely understand, but I probably should. And it produces energy. And what's really amazing to me is when you look at some of these trees, they have really big leaves, and some trees have really small leaves, and there's still chlorophyll in there enough to keep them all alive. But what really gets me is in the profession that I work in, we work with grass that is cut at about an eighth of an inch tall. That's not very much leaf surface to create energy for that plant to grow. And that plant may be an eighth of an inch tall, but those roots can be as deep as 6 to 8 inches. It's amazing to me. But that light provides food for us. The light came to these flowers here. It created energy. The plant wanted to reproduce. It sent up flowers so that the plant could produce seeds, be pollinated to produce seeds so that it could live on. All mammals require sunlight to produce these serotonins that I talked about earlier, to trigger certain hormones to make their bodies do desirable things, to start these necessary tasks. And some animals require darkness to trigger the melatonin so that they can do their certain tasks. It depends on how God made it happen. But without these special hormones, without the sunlight, what would the sheep graze on? What would the cows graze on? What would tell them to go graze on this? What would tell them to go do these things? Light affects us in many ways. The other thing that light provides us is safety. Light provides safety in many different aspects. I especially prefer the night light. I like the night light because when I get up in the middle of the night and need to go somewhere, I see the Spider-Man on the floor so I don't step on him and yell, ouch. Think about your headlights in your car when you're driving down the road at night. Your headlights shine onto the pavement and also into the ditch. If you see a deer, those lights gave you warning that there was a deer. And you needed to slow down and take measures so you don't hit that deer. Light is amazing. Amazing thing. Light is really amazing. It's an amazing property. However, there's a difference between the light that we have on here on earth and the light that God gives us. We've just discussed the things that earthly light provides us, and God's light also provides the same things with His light. God's light affects our mood swings. God tells us in James 1:19, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Titus 2:1 tells us, or counsels us, to teach one another to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, sound in faith and love. The whole second chapter tells us how we should live no matter what our life and lot in life is. Whether we are a man, whether we are a woman, whether we are old, whether we are young, whether we are a slave, that whole second chapter tells us what we should be doing. It helps us in how we should control our minds. When I'm studying for a class, when I'm studying for a lesson, in the beginning there's an anxiety mood of, what am I going to do? But as I get studying it, I notice that my mood changes. I look at life with better colored glasses. I'm happier. And for some weird reason, my wife decides to make me coconut cream pies. It's cool. I was just checking to see if you guys were listening. I thought maybe you're kind of dozing off, so I just threw that in there. But God's light affects our mood swings. If we don't have God's light within us, we've seen those people. They might be grumpy. They might have a bad look on life. So God does affect our mood swings. God's light also provides us food. Every time we open the Bible, are we not receiving food? We're receiving food for our soul, correct? What is it that Peter tells us in chapter 2 of his first book? Peter tells us that if we crave the word, as babies crave milk, we will grow in knowledge of God's word. God's light helps us to grow, much like God's light helps plants to grow. How do we act when we see the light of God shining in somebody? What do you do? Do you gravitate towards them? If you're not really smart, but you want to be smart, who do you go hang out with? You go find somebody who you think is smart and you hang out with them. If you want to know all there is to know about food sales, you don't go and hang out with somebody who digs ditches. You go and hang out with somebody who knows food sales. If you want to be a Christian, if you want that light shining in you, you gravitate towards those people who has God's light shining from them. God's light is His Word. And I think this is very important for us to remember so that we don't get confused on what we think God's light is. God's light also provides us safety. God's light saves us from the pitfalls. God's words shed light on what is dangerous. He helps us to see certain pitfalls. Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. His words are a light or a lamp to his feet, a light for his path, so he can see where he's going, so he doesn't step into the pitfalls. Consider the laws that God gave Moses. A lot of them had to deal with cleanliness, right? If they had not followed those laws of cleanliness, certain diseases would have crept in and wiped out certain parts of the tribe, or maybe all of the tribe. God tells us to stay away from certain things because he knows those things are pitfalls and are dangerous for us. God provides us safety. He keeps us safe away from those pitfalls. God's light will always lead the way. The other thing that's neat about God's light is God's light will never be extinguished. God's light has lasted from the beginning of time to now. It's gone through many wars. It's gone through many peaceful times. It's gone through the dark ages. It's gone through brutality. His light has always shined. And when we read in the book of Revelations, we find that God's light is the only light that we're going to need once we reach heaven. This morning, we've talked about light. The goodness that comes from God's light. And now we need to consider how blessed we are to have God's light. We need to consider how bright we are in the world of darkness. And this world is filled with darkness. I can think of many times, and you guys are probably sick of my Navy stories, but I can think of many times that lights have guided us. I can think of many times in the Navy, we would come into harbor at night. And that was one of the times where everybody was had the most anxiety coming in at night. Because what if there was something out there that wasn't marked by a light? We needed those lit buoys to take us down the channel of where there was most depth that we would not run aground. Follow God's light. Shine for him. Remember that God's light will not be hid. Remember the memory verse, Matthew 5, 14. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. This is the call of action today. Let God's light shine through you. Let your light shine brightly in this dark world, that you may glorify God. Don't be ashamed of your light. Don't cover it under a bush. Let it shine. Let it shine for your Maker. Before I close today, I want to read Ephesians 5, 8 through 21. Ephesians 5, 8 through 21. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. If there is one here today that is living in the darkness, and you see a light in the distance, come towards that light. That light is the Word of God. That light is salvation. If your light is dim, or if your light has gone out, go towards the light. Come forward, if we can help you in any way, as we stand and sing the invitation song.